Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. Live local talk that matters to you. Now, here's Brent and Dave.
Hello, listeners, KYKN, all our friends out there. Welcome to Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne. We're here at the noon hour every weekday. We've slid Kevin Jackson to 1 to 3 p.m. every weekday. If you're looking for Kevin, he'll be on in just an hour. But this hour, we're focusing on local and regional things, issues and individuals, initiatives, institutions. And we've got one in the studio with us today. I'm pretty excited to have Les Zeitz here with us in studio. If you haven't heard of Les, you're going to want to listen this hour and listen to what he has to say. We have a new publication here in the Mid-Valley, a new choice to go for our information, at least our print information, right? Not just Newsmakers, right?
That's right. That's right.
So it's called the Salem Reporter. Salem Reporter, an online news organization. And Les, welcome to the studio.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me, Ben.
Well, we did have to tie you down, but I appreciate you coming in. I've heard a lot of good things about you. I'm not a person that has followed... journalism, careers, prizes, investigative reporting, and so forth. But in our region, you're the man.
Well, I'm one of them. I don't know.
Okay. So let me tell you a few things about Les Zeitz. He's a two-time Pulitzer finalist. I get that right?
Yes, sir.
Is it more than that? I saw that you were, five times the state's best investigative reporter.
That's impressive.
Worked for Oregonian. Now, you worked for the Oregonian back when the state even elected Republicans. Does it go far that back?
I worked for the Oregonian two different tours of duty, from 1976 to 1987, then left and ran the Kaiser Times, and then went back in 2000 and spent another 16 years, then retired a couple years ago.
So some of the biggest things that you've reported on over the years, obviously Mount St. Helens.
Yes, I've been really fortunate in my career here in Oregon in journalism to be first seat on a lot of major stories. Mount St. Helens, the Rajneeshis, jetliner crashing into downtown Portland during the dinner hour. So, yeah, a lot of big stories, a lot of history.
And that Rajneesh was fascinating. For those of you who were not in the area in the 90s, it was an incredible story that became pervasive throughout Oregon.
Yeah, it was an Indian guru moved to Central Oregon from India and brought thousands of followers from all over the world, took over this abandoned cattle ranch and turned it into an international mecca, and then turned it into an international criminal conspiracy with poisonings and assassination plots and wiretapping. It was a remarkable time in Oregon's history.
Well, Les, maybe you have time now in your semi-retirement to write a screenplay. I think there should be screenplays about this.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, Netflix just did a wonderful series called Wild, Wild Country that, if you haven't seen, really takes you back through the history of that whole episode. And I was taped for that, so I will live in infamy in the film archives, I guess. But the only book I have in me is to one day take full retirement and write the book about that time in Oregon, because there are still many untold stories about that remarkable time.
That's fantastic. You're listening to Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne at the noon hour, and we've got Les Zeitz here in the studio with us. We're presented, by the way, by Les Schwab Tires. I want to thank sponsorship for the show and supporting having some regional and local talk show. Les, we're here to talk about the Salem Reporter. So I came across a Salem Reporter, actually in a sideways manner, that somebody called me about something that was happening in the community. And then I learned that we have a new news media online. Mm-hmm. So why don't you tell us a little bit about how the Salem Reporter came to life?
Well, this is the history of Salem Reporter goes back goes back somewhat 30-some years. I became acquainted with a local developer, Larry Tekarski, who many of you know, is a very successful real estate developer and a very prominent philanthropist here in the Willamette Valley. And Larry reached out to me well over a year ago, dissatisfied with the quality of local news that Salem was getting, and asked that I come back and start up a new organization. And I laughed him off the phone at the time because I was headed towards retirement and I wasn't looking for work. Well, if any of you know Larry, he doesn't take no for an answer very easily. So we met this spring, and I outlined that what you could do in Salem is not start up another newspaper, because as journalism unfolds, fewer and fewer people are relying on print newspapers for their source of information. They're going online. And so Larry and I struck an arrangement where he is supporting the formation of Salem Reporter, which is entirely online and entirely local news, and is designed to be in-depth, accurate, and trusted.
All right, so let's touch on that local. What's local?
Local is we're largely focused on the Salem area.
Okay.
We are not covering the state, with the exception of state government, state politics, and we can go into that a little more.
Well, probably state government that directly affects Salem.
Well, state government is our largest industry here, so you can't say you're covering local government, local area, if you're not covering state government.
Okay, so we expect to see articles that can stretch a little bit outside into Kaiser or into Polk County and beyond?
Not right now. I mean,
okay.
We're very focused on Salem. You know, I have a reporting staff of 3 full-time professional reporters, covering the Salem schools, City Hall, the County Commission, local business, local politics, and that's keeping them plenty busy right now.
All right, I got to tell you, I'm so happy that you're on the air right now, and I thank you for being here. I'm so happy the Salem Reporter's been here, because I am one of, you know, one or two people out there that has expressed their dissatisfaction with our local delivery paper, the Statesman Journal. So I know, and I'm not calling to call upon you to slam your competition or slam an existing institution, because I can do that for you.
Yeah, thank you.
but it's been more and more disappointing to see it become mostly an arm of USA Today. And we used to see local high school sports, and a lot of things that matter to people that were in Salem, they just don't cover anymore.
Yeah, and frankly, my point of view of this is I just act like there is no other competitor in the area, that I have from 45 years of experience in journalism in Oregon, including in the Kaiser area, a pretty good feel for what people want to know and need to know about the local community. And so we're designing Salem Reporter to deliver that news, and we're not worried about what anyone else does or doesn't do, because we're trying to serve the people of Salem, and we're not really too concerned about corporate media ownership and what they're doing.
I looked at some information about the paper. You'll be happy to hear this. And you're trying to do it as non-biased as possible and as non-partisan as possible. Do you want to?
Yes.
How do you do that? Because it doesn't seem like anybody else is able to do it. And if you can do it, can we clone you?
Well, for a price, perhaps. Well, look, one of the lessons that I have learned in my career is that people, from the most important thing that we can deliver to people is information that is accurate and they can trust, that doesn't come at them with any bias, with a political ideology, anything that would make them doubt the veracity of the information we're delivering in a story. And across the country, you see more and more news organizations trying to do that. And I think operations like the Salem Reporter or even the Oregonian get drowned out by all the noise at the national level, whether it's CNN, MSNBC, or Fox, where it is, you know, 2 minutes of information and 48 minutes of opinion that doesn't educate or inform people at all.
Yeah, and the older I get, I don't know about you, Dave, but the older I get, I realize that person has opinion. It's just one person's opinion.
Right.
I could be listening to someone talk about the Yankees and whether or not they're going to win. I could be listening to somebody talk about Trump's latest tweet and whether and what that means. But it's just that one person's opinion. It's not a fact, and it's not
right.
Yeah. It's not really information.
Yeah.
It's not data.
Yeah, and look, I mean, we're human beings. We are not automatons that are disconnected from the universe as journalists. But really, we try very, very hard as we go through our stories to make sure that we are on guard against revealing a bias, that we favor one view over another. What we favor is the truth. And we will give you the truth, and you decide what you want to do with that truth. And that's your job, not my job.
Amen. This is Brent DeHart. I'm here with Dave Bourne on Newsmakers. with Les Zeitz, the publisher of the Salem Reporter. And we're going to come right back and talk about what their plans are for our community. This is Newsmakers at the Noon Hour, sponsored by Les Schwab Tires, 1430 KYKN, Salem's Listening.
Newsmakers continues with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Hey, that's my cigar.
Don't steal another.
Hey, look, it's bath time at the zoo.
I thought that I'd surprise my mother.
If you can find her.
Who asked you?
Welcome back, listeners. This is Brent DeHart at Newsmakers, sponsored by Les Schwab Tires. And Dave Bourne. Dave is always coming up with...
I was digging deep for that one.
He is. We're going to have... We should have a contest if they can get every reference of your lead-in music this hour.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so we got one major motion picture and one Broadway play. If you can name those and how they relate to our theme today. Welcome back, listeners. Fascinating guest here in our studio, Les Zeitz, formerly of the Oregonian, a couple of different stints, retired. And then as soon as you think you're out, they suck you back in. Is that how it works?
Yes.
And now he's the editor of the Salem Reporter. So we have another alternative here in the region besides the Statesman Journal, the Salem Weekly, the Salem Business Journal. But primarily, it's going to be, for me, an alternative to reading the Statesman Journal. So welcome again, Les. Thank you for being here. I want to talk about some of your other enterprises because we referenced your retirement just a couple three years ago, right? And since then, you have been involved, and this is your third startup, right?
What?
Malheur Enterprise. What happened there? I know you covered the story in Malheur.
Well, I covered the Malheur occupation in Burns out of Harney County. About a year before my retirement, some folks approached us from the tiny town of Vail, Oregon, which is almost to the Idaho border in Malheur County. And the local newspaper there, the Malheur Enterprise, was in deep trouble, on the verge of going out of business after having served the Oregon Trail community for over 100 years. And so my family decided that we just couldn't abide a local community losing an important source of information. So we struck a deal and acquired it. My wife, Scott Callister, who is a pretty good journalist in her own right, she was retired for about 3 months, and then we bought the paper, and she went right back to work and ran that for a year until I retired. And what we did in Vail is really kind of important to what's going on here in Salem. The lessons that we learned in Vail line up perfectly with our ambitions for Salem Reporter. You know, this is a deeply conservative community, literally in another time zone from the rest of Oregon. It's on Mountain Time, has no local radio, gives you folks an opportunity perhaps, no local television. And so we turned the Malheur Enterprise into an effective weekly newspaper to deliver local news about schools and cities and high school sports in a very straightforward way. And then we began holding local government officials accountable. And they had not been questioned very hard by journalists like forever. And we started asking them pretty sharply about how they were spending money, how they were using their power. And we saw an immediate response from the community. They appreciated that somebody was being a watchdog for them. And so it's that sort of style of aggressive accountability reporting that we are going to bring to the people of Salem that has been missing.
Aggressive accountability reporting. I like it. So were you that questioner? Were you that reporter that was taking them to task?
Well, I've been doing that in Oregon for over 40 years, so I'm a little schooled in asking a hard question or two.
Okay, so you mentioned in a previous segment that you ran the Kaiser Times. You worked there?
Yeah.
And now you have a family member there.
Yes. My family, we bought the Kaiser Times in 1987, and we own it to this day, and my brother Lyndon Zeitz is the publisher. And is doing a bang-up job of running it. I don't have to pay very much attention to it, and he wouldn't let me if I wanted to. So,
I kid you, good brother.
Yeah.
All right. So that's that. All right. So that's leading us into Salem Reporter. And how long has it been in existence? Where's the office?
Well, it seems like we've been around for years, but you know, we have been up and running for about 60 days,
okay,
which is really remarkable with the impact we've had in just that short time. We have an office out on South River Road, about 2 miles from downtown. Very nice space, remodeled for us. We have room to grow. In fact, today I'll probably be closing a deal to bring in our very first reporting intern who will be here for next summer to help with the news product. You know, we're just really sort of getting out of the gate. I mean, we really haven't hardly started yet.
Okay, and so this is supported by subscriptions, obviously,
yes.
And I am a subscriber.
Thank you.
And
your checks have been clearing. We appreciate that.
At least for another month now or so. And actually, it was a nice feature because you subscribe online and you can invite people for a 30-day trial or something,
yes.
Right?
Yep.
So I didn't mean I'm plugging this segment, but I'm going to do it anyway. So you can, I did. He said, oh, invite a friend, and they can look at it for a 30 or 60-day trial, right?
Right.
And so I popped in my friend's email addresses, and I set it off, especially the people who are involved in the airline recruitment. And I read a story about that. And we're going to be talking about that in tomorrow's show, Dave, by the way.
Just so good to know.
Forewarned.
Songs to look up.
And I'll be doing more of that because it's really great to have an alternative to the Statesman Journal. Especially, I don't even live in the Salem address anymore. So to have a Statesman Journal, the paper copy delivered, that's a habit I have to break as an old guy.
Yeah.
I still like holding that newspaper rather than just swiping.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Anyway, so they can subscribe. It's $10 a month.
Right.
It's $100 a year. And you can try it for nothing for a while and see if it's worthwhile. And boy, there's some great articles in there.
Yeah. You can just go to SalemReporter.com, sign up for a 30-day trial, and you also get the free newsletter that we send out. So when we have three or four stories, we send a note to your box saying, hey, look, here's the latest news in Salem. So we're trying to be very user friendly. Our website is very clean. All we have on there is news. We don't have any clickbait. We don't have anything that takes you off the rails and you wind up deep inside of a Vanity Fair article or something. It is local news, period.
And do you anticipate having local sponsors and local advertising content in there?
Yeah, we will get to that. We just haven't had, frankly, the time to develop that. This business model, based on what's happening across the country with news sources, our business model is dependent on subscribers. If you want quality local news, then you need to help pay for it. Reporters who are trained professionals cannot work for free. And I think more and more people understand that in this era of fake news and what can you believe, that if you want local news about the Salem-Keizer School District or what did the Salem City Council do or what is the Salem Chamber of Commerce doing, and you get want information that you know has been vetted and carefully reported, $10 a month is a pretty good price for that sort of service.
Indeed. And some of those people will hopefully have on the show as well. They'll be able to speak to an audience and maybe take some challenging calls.
Sure.
I think it's a big plus to have a lot of that vetted for you so you don't have to go, is that fake? Is that real?
Yeah. Well, and credibility is extremely important.
Absolutely.
I tell people in my profession that the number one job for the news media in Salem, in Oregon, across the country is to regain the trust of the American people. And we can only do that by being just totally focused on delivering accurate news. And frankly, if we make a mistake, we have to be pretty open and honest about saying, we made a mistake, that fact was wrong, here's the correct information. People will forgive a mistake if you own up to it. They will not forgive a mistake if you try to cover it up.
Well said. Before we get too far deeper, I want you to go back to what you were saying a couple of minutes ago about your staff. You have three investigative reporters.
I have three really
talented. Introduce them to our audience?
Well, certainly, yeah. I recruited nationally to start up this outfit, and it was amazing. In my recruiting, I didn't tell people where for exactly this enterprise was going to be in Oregon. I just said this is a startup media operation. And I had more than 100 applications from all over the country, including some major newspapers. So what I wound up with is a really talented staff. Rachel Alexander, who worked for the Daily Newspaper in Spokane, Washington, is our education and nonprofits reporter. Aubrey Weber, who most recently worked for the Big Daily Newspaper in Salt Lake City, is covering state government and state politics. And then Troy Brynelson, who was a business reporter for the Daily Newspaper in Vancouver, Washington, is here to cover local government and the business community. And so it's a young, talented, ambitious group of people who are really, really locked in on this idea of delivering good local news.
So this falls into the categories of things I probably shouldn't say because I don't have permission. But I did have some conversations with Troy. He did an article on the effort to get commercial air service back here in Salem. So I was one of the many people he interviewed, and he said he was here and he signed aboard largely because of you. Mm-hmm. That it had to do with you and the caliber of an individual and the philosophy of what the Salem Reporter was going to be about. So kudos
they get paid a lot to say that.
Yeah. Just want you to know that one of your employees was giving you good credibility and good strokes, and he appreciated your reputation, your history, the fact that you are a two-time Pulitzer finalist right here out of Oregon. Anyway, you attracted some good talent.
I did, and we're just getting started, so stay tuned.
All right, so the Salem Reporter. We're talking about the Salem Reporter here on Newsmakers KYKN. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about, we're going to pick Les's brain about the future of print media, future of the Statesman Journal, and the long-term vision for the Salem Reporter in our region. Stay tuned. This is Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, 1430 KYKN. Salem's listening.
This is Newsmakers with Brent and Dave on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
I want to know what you're thinking. There are some things you can't hide. I want to know what you're feeling. Tell me what's on your mind.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Brent DeHart with Dave Bourne on Newsmakers KYKN, presented by Les Schwab Tires. We're having fun during the break talking with Les about changes in the language and some of our peeves. So hopefully we'll get to that before the end of the hour. But there's some things we want to dive deeper into now that we have the Salem Reporter in town. What's the long-term vision? And how do you see not just the Statesman Journal, but other local-type papers like it in the future?
Boy, that's a big question. I don't know. You have enough time for me, but we'll take a run at it. Also, let's talk about the future of the Salem Reporter. Look, it's really quite simple. If people in Salem and the Salem area want quality local news, they have to support the work it takes to produce that. The more people that subscribe or in some way support the Salem Reporter, the more we can do. We will plow those resources right back into expanding our staff, bringing in additional talented journalists to cover more and more of the community. We expect that to happen. We expect to grow. We expect to expand our coverage. We expect to deliver the type of probing, investigative reporting that is increasingly missing, not only here in Oregon and Salem, but across the country. That sort of investigative reporting, which I have done all of my career, is so foundational to helping people know the truth about what's happening in their community.
Okay, so we're used to seeing a newspaper and it has sections, and it's got sports, and it's got human interest, and it's got maybe a neighborhood thing and a business and so forth. Do you see it replacing that? Are we going to get weather? I mean, not weather. We're going to hit sports stores out of the Willamette Bearcats. Are we going to get high school sports? Or is this going to be investigative issues that's going to be about business and governance and happenings?
Well, look, we will expand in ways that the community wants us to expand. Mm-hmm. You know, so let's take the beloved Bearcats. I mean, if we got a strong indication that people really wanted us to cover the Bearcats carefully and thoroughly, we would be foolish to not pay attention to that or to cover entertainment events. We had to start someplace. We're starting with the topics that affect the most people. I mean, we're covering schools because we got 20-some thousand kids going here. It affects a lot of parents and grandparents and aunts and uncles. You know, the beauty of the Salem Reporter is that we have no tradition, so we don't have any rules or history to follow. We can go where the community wants us to go, and we will put every ounce of professional skill we have into doing that.
How's the future look for that printed copy paper? Is that a viable model anymore?
Well, we very deliberately decided not to do a print product here in Salem. Larry Tekarski, who is the founder of Salem Reporter, was interested in doing that, and I quickly persuaded him that from a pure business point of view, made no sense because the cost of doing that are enormous. You know, you have to have presses, you have to have delivery people, you have to have all sorts of back-end labor that you just can't afford in today's news environment. The future of newspapers, print newspapers, they're going to be around for maybe another 10, 15, 20 years. But I really believe that as we all move to the web, we learn digital skills, as journalists learn how to make better use of the digital delivery, that the economics of putting out a print newspaper are just going to make it less viable. You just can't afford it.
Do you think it'll become an environmental issue as well?
I'd say
an environmental issue as well, as far as what we use our timbers for?
I don't think that's going to be so much the issue. I mean, look, newspaper circulation in the past 20 years has dropped more than a half across the country. It's been, if you look at a map or a chart of newspaper circulation in the United States, it looks like a plane diving into the Pacific Ocean. It's just been a sharp, sharp decline. So we're using far fewer of those sorts of resources, i.e. newsprint, than ever before. So I don't think that's going to be much of a factor as it is of people who are growing up with phones in their hands, mm-hmm. and that's where they get their news. And they have no use or no need for a newspaper that they have to recycle or go find or pick up off the driveway. It's a matter of convenience and a matter of how we evolve as a society.
Yeah, they're called digital natives. Digital natives, people who have never known the world that doesn't have the digits in their hands. Now, the Kaiser Times and the Malheur Enterprise out in Vail, Oregon, those are weekly and they're printed, right?
Right. So they're printed newspapers and they're successful and they'll be around for quite some time.
Just a different model than what you're doing with the Salem Reporter.
Pardon me?
Just a different model than what you're doing with Salem Reporter.
It's a different model, but the principle is the same. You know, delivering the information to the most important to people. In other words, you know, you and Dave are more interested in what happens in your community than what happens in Iowa or Nicaragua, right?
Indeed.
I mean,
yes.
You'll read that headline quicker, I would think. Well, at least you would, right?
Would you have somebody reporting on what's going on at the Capitol building when they go in session?
Yes. And that's an interesting development we've had with the Salem Reporter. Two other major media organizations in Oregon, Pamplin Media, which owns the Portland Tribune and mm-hmm. other newspapers, like 40-some newspapers, and then EO Media, which produces the Capitol Press, owns daily newspapers in Astoria and Pendleton. They each had a reporter assigned to cover state government in Salem. And after we started Salem Reporter, we've sort of merged interests. So those two reporters are now assigned to the Salem Reporter. So we now have three reporters working full-time to cover state government and the legislature. So we now have the largest full-time state house reporting crew in Oregon. And wow. We're only 60 days old.
Well, there'll be a lot to watch. So after the recent elections, and there's a supermajority for one party here in the state, which is going to be a scary thing. One party has free will to do whatever they like with taxation, fees, and so forth. It's going to be a very interesting and very important session coming up to pay attention to what's going on.
Right.
Okay. We talked about this is a Brent thing. Those of you just tuned in, you're listening
Uh-oh.
To Newsmakers with Brent D.
This
Hart
is where I leave the room, I think.
Les Zeitz is
Do I
with
need
us.
To get him a
publisher,
helmet, Brent?
Publisher.
Shoulder pads,
reporter.
Maybe?
No. It's just the frustration of turning on the television and gulping our news in little bites. Little bites that seem to have an agenda. And in a couple of minutes, if we can hold you to a couple of minutes, it's frustrating because I don't know where to go to get national news or even local news, so I do now, but to get the full story that's not intended to make me believe a certain thing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been frustrating in my perspective. It's like, yeah, I agree with you, but I don't know if you're just telling me the facts in the news.
Right.
Right? And it's so small. The amount of information we actually get in a big news chunk is small.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and that is a problem for the profession across the country, that we are spending in some venues more time talking about a little bit of information as opposed to giving more and more information. That's the challenge for journalists like myself and those who really believe in this mission of serving the public, to somehow turn the tide to get away from fake news, to provide people a refuge where they can go and know that what they're being told about what's happening in the White House, at Congress, at legislatures, is true and accurate. And the cost of this fake news is not only that journalists have lost some credibility, is that American citizens aren't participating in government and participating in the decisions as much as they used to, because the system is so frustrating in its vagueness.
Yeah, thank you. It seems like people spend an awful lot of time on air and in print trying to make people angry. Angry and indignant. And that they're really, President Trump calls the news media, or I guess the greater media, enemy of the people, which is a frightening thing. I understand to a certain extent when he's talking about just spreading hate and negativity. For goodness sakes, here's a perfect example. They made a news story, Les, about how many scoops of ice cream the president ordered. They hate the president so much they want to criticize that he had two scoops instead of one. And that's a news story. Mm. Anyway, it just seems like the goal is to incite frustration, anger, hate, all those negative emotions, because that drives the viewers into a frenzy.
Well, as I've been saying in recent speeches around Oregon, though, that you can't blame just the media. That if we're going to turn this around, that there are two parties that have to change, journalists and the news media, but citizens have to change. Citizens have to be more insistent about supporting sources of news that they trust. The reason CNN and MSNBC and Fox do so well is for the very reason that you just described, that they produce these shouting matches that are vastly entertaining, but you leave the room and you haven't learned anything. And so the American people have the power collectively to change this paradigm if they insist. And, I can't change what happens in Washington, D.C. I can't change what happens in New York City, but I can change what happens here in Salem and what happens in Oregon. And, the Salem Reporter and the Mount Hero Enterprise we hope will lead by example, get away from the bias, get away from the screaming headlines, get away from the clickbait that is empty calories when it comes to news, right? Serve of us a healthy diet of roast beef and mashed potato news and let people get their entertainment someplace else. Well, I'm a touch passionate about this, as you might
know. Yeah, well, if that's what you're peddling, I'm buying. I'll be one of those who support that. I'm an information junkie myself. One of the reasons I'm sitting here in the studio today, I like not only getting information, but disseminating information about topics regionally, locally, that people are interested in and affect their lives. And I think the Statesman Journal is going to affect the world here locally, and I would call upon people to at least check it out.
Mm-hmm.
The articles that I've written are deep in terms of facts and questions being answered, and so far, so good, as far as I'm concerned. So welcome to the Salem area, to the Salem Reporter. We have Les Zeitz here. He is the publisher of the Salem Reporter. SalemReporter.com, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can check it out. I'm Brent DeHart here with Dave Bourne in studio, KYKN. Newsmakers sponsored by Les Schwab Tires. It's always great to be pulling your car into Les Schwab and know that you're going to be taken care of well. We're going to talk a little bit, a little lighthearted stuff here for our final segment coming up. Brent DeHart for Newsmakers, 1430 KYKN. Salem's listening.
Newsmakers continues with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Wrecking balls downtown construction. Bottles breaking, jukebox buzzing. Cardboard sign says the Lord is coming. Tick, tick, tock.
Welcome back, friends, to Newsmakers on KYKN. I'm Brent DeHart here with Dave Bourne. Kevin Jackson will be with us at the top of the hour. Kevin is 1 to 3 weekdays, so if you're a Kevin Jackson fan and looking to figure out why he's not on right now, he will be on top of the hour every weekday, 1 to 3. This hour at noon is Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, and dedicated to local and regional talk, individuals, initiatives. Characters like Les Zeitz coming into the studio, editor of the Salem Reporter. So, Les, I was talking to you about your paper. We communicated just a little bit before the show, and you sent me a statement of your principles, things that guide you guys. And the headings for our listeners are accuracy and clarity and fairness and fact-checking, things that people take for granted, but I don't think we necessarily get in all of our media bias. The elimination is, that is, facts over fancy, professionalism, citizenship, which is an interesting guiding principle as well, without fear and without favor. I want to touch on, where did you come up with this? Is this your creation? And how deeply does it divide you from the rest of the pack?
Well, one of the things that journalists are very bad about doing is explaining to news consumers what their guiding principles are, what they stand for, what guides them when they come into work every day. And at Salem Reporter, we wanted people to know what our standards were, to share those standards, and then let the community hold us accountable to perform according to the standards we say we live by. And so I spent a weekend writing these from scratch, thinking about what is it that we need to share with the community about our operation that give them some guideposts and maybe some confidence that this is a news source unlike any that they've seen before in the area. And so this statement of principles is on our website. Anyone can go and look at it at salemreporter.com/principles, and they can look at our coverage and match it against the principles and say, are they doing what they said they were doing, or are they not doing what they said they were doing?
So you're willing to be called on your own standard.
You bet.
All right. If you just joined us and you weren't here at the top of the hour, Les Zeitz is dragged out of retirement to give us an alternative in the Mid-Valley of somewhere to read our news, salemreporter.com. And Les has a long, long history in Oregon, going back to the 70s, working for the Oregonian. 45 years. It's great to have you in the community and add your expertise to an asset what we hope to grow in the Salem area. So I think this is big news. I don't know about you. What do you think?
I agree. It's huge. Oh. Yeah. Because we're lacking investigative reporting, fact-checking, unbiased news.
Yeah,
we are.
And I scribbled this down because you've been talking about people need to support quality if they have quality. And
that's
if they
right.
want data, if they want information, if they want a good reporter, they have to pay for it. And that's not so hard to understand. And I think that we as a community, we have an option now to consume the Salem Reporter, to consume it, be the consumer, and buy the product or to not. And I hope we get it, because I really like an alternative to what we're currently looking at.
Well, I appreciate that. And as I've said, you know, the more people that support this kind of journalism, the more of this kind of journalism we will do. You know, we don't need a ton of people in Salem to subscribe to make this a really robust news operation that can't be matched by any other news organization. And that's our ambition.
So you've been here a couple of months at all. How is it going as far as spreading the word, as far as getting ramped up with subscribers?
Well, you know, what's interesting is that the three reporters that we have working for us are not from the Salem area. We brought them in to help start up. And it's been very interesting for them to come back to the office after being out in the field for the day. And they are surprised by how many people know about the Salem Reporter and know what we stand for. And they don't have to spend very much time explaining what the Salem Reporter is. So the word is getting around. I think that's a reflection of the hunger that you've two have talked about today. Mm-hmm. The hunger for local news is so significant that even the hint that there's another source is enough to make people go find it.
And you mentioned Larry Tukarski had the same hunger and kind of partnered with you to bring this to fruition, right?
Yes.
So, and Larry doesn't like being talked about much, I don't think. He's a pretty private individual, but he has done incredible things for this community. So personally, from me, I just want to give him a shout out to thank him for thinking proactively, making this come to our community, bringing you out of retirement. I don't know what he did to bribe you, but Larry Tukarski has so many fingerprints and so many great things in the Salem regional area. And frankly, he doesn't get press. I don't think he wants press.
No. And I think what...
But I'm for one of grateful. Go ahead, Les.
Well, what's important for the community to know, too, is that Larry is completely hands-off in the news product. There was some concern at the beginning that, well, this is going to be some sort of a mouthpiece for Larry Tukarski, and he has been true to his word to give me the keys to the car and let me drive the vehicle.
Good. All right, so let's talk a little bit about, before we run out of time, people subscribing, SalemReporter.com. They can sample your product for nothing for a period of time?
For 30 days. Sign up and you get it for free.
And you get the newsletter?
You get the newsletter.
Comes into the radio. Comes into your email box.
Email tells you the latest headlines.
And if you are a subscriber or if you are a new subscriber after this broadcast, you can invite your friends to check it out.
You can invite your friends. Spread the word. Let the rest of your pals know there's a new game in town.
All right. Salem area, I think we need an alternative. What do you think, Dave Bourne?
Yes.
A new alternative to the Statesman Journal.
I plan on using
frankly,
it.
Frankly, competition makes America better.
That's right.
Competition makes all businesses better. So it's going to do one of two things. It's going to cause them to tuck their tails and leave or to get better. And either way, Les, this is a win for the Salem community. So it's big news, and it's great to see.
Well, good. Well, thanks very much for having me on. Appreciate it very much.
All right. We got about a minute left, so I promised you this, but do you have any like grammar peeves or ways you've seen the language change that just can't stand in print anymore? I'm going to put this spot, and I can't believe that Porter even uses that word.
You know, I don't want to get in your way, so share your favorite peeve. Come on, Brett.
Well, people are on my Facebook peeve. I think I once posted a RIP the adverb. Like, what happened? Everybody got together and started adding ly to verbs that describe the actions of a verb, right? The adverb. And I'm like, oh, I thought it was quickly, and traffic moves quickly instead of quick. And then I heard like 12 examples in a 24-hour period of time. So I bemoan the loss of the adverb, the ly.
Well, we grieve your loss.
I think your answer would have been more interesting. Hey, thank you for being here today. We're talking about the Salem Reporter, SalemReporter.com, a new local news source for us to grab online as an alternative to add to some of the sources that may not be getting all the job done here in the Salem, Kaiser, Marion, Polk County areas. Les Zeitz, award-winning journalist, retired. I have a feeling we're going to have you back on if you come back on. Would you?
I'll be happy to come back.
All right. This is Brent D. Hart. I'm here with Dave Bourne. We're at Newsmaker, sponsored by Les Schwab. Stay tuned for Kevin Jackson.
This has been Newsmakers with Brent DeHart and Dave Bourne, presented by Les Schwab Tires on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.